بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today we're going to be taking the last lesson from book number one, Medina book, lesson number 23. But before we start with that lesson, we want to review quickly what we covered in lesson 22 and take any questions that you might have in case you don't understand since you missed the last few classes, Dawood. So as you remember, in the previous lesson, we were dealing with nouns which are mamnu' min as-sarf. Mamnu' min as-sarf. So if somebody can tell me, what do we mean by mamnu' min as-sarf? What do we mean by it? Yeah, Dawood. Listen up. Huh? Al-mamnu' min as-sarf means nouns that do not take tanween. And in this lesson we will see that if they are majroor, they don't take kasra either. So Dawood, what does mamnu' min as-sarf mean? Nouns that don't take tanween. And what else? And in this lesson we will see that they don't take kasra. Okay, you know that one of the signs that distinguishes a noun from a verb is that nouns take tanween and alif lam, and verbs don't take alif lam or tanween. However, there are some types of nouns which never take tanween. They can take alif lam, but they never take tanween. And there are other nouns which normally take tanween, but in certain cases, in certain situations, they don't take tanween. Okay, so now we're talking about two different things here. Number one, there are nouns which normally do take tanween, but in certain cases, the tanween has to be removed. For example, anybody? Give me an example. When a noun that normally takes tanween, the tanween has to be removed. Naam, when it's an idhafa, and it's the first part of the idhafa, the mudhafun, the first part of the idhafa, when it's mudhaf, doesn't take alif lam or tanween. That's one case. There are two other cases. Naam. When it's a noun followed by ya, yani when it's munada, when it's a noun followed by ya and nida. If you say ya Muhammadun, that's incorrect, because Muhammadun here is followed by ya, it's following ya. So therefore, if it's following ya, it's called the munada, and the munada does not take tanween. So you say ya Muhammadu, even though Muhammad, the word Muhammad normally takes tanween, but because it's following ya and nida, so it doesn't take tanween. That's second case. Third case? Now. Okay. When a noun or adjective has attached to it alif lam, then it can't take tanween. Okay, if you put alif lam on a noun that normally takes tanween, the tanween has to be removed. Okay, so these are three cases. When the noun which normally takes tanween, the tanween has to be removed. If you add alif lam to it, if it's an idhafa construction, the first part of idhafa construction, like kitabu Muhammadin. Kitab normally takes tanween, but here because it's mudhafun, it can't take tanween, because the first part of idhafa never takes alif lam or tanween. And the third case is al-munada. Okay, when a noun is followed by is following ya and nida, the vocative ya, then it doesn't take tanween. So these are three cases of nouns which normally can take tanween, but the tanween is removed in those three cases. Now, the second part are those nouns, and that's what we studied in last week's lesson. Those nouns which never take tanween, nouns which never take tanween. Yarhamukallah. Okay, and we said that, or we studied last week, 8 of the main categories of nouns or adjectives which never take tanween. Okay, yes. Feminine proper nouns. Feminine proper nouns. Like, for example, Aminatu, Zainabu, Maryamu, huh? Fatimatu, Khadijatu, like this. Okay, feminine proper nouns. Even if it has ta marbuta or it doesn't have ta marbuta, it doesn't matter. Maryam does not have ta marbuta, but it's feminine proper noun, so it doesn't take tanween. And likewise, Zainab, and so on. Second category that's attached to this category. Now, masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. Because normally masculine proper nouns take tanween. But there are some masculine proper nouns which do not take tanween. From amongst them are masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. So they don't take tanween. Like, for example, Usamatu. Now, example, Hamzatu, Talhatu, and so on. Tayyib, that's two categories. Two more categories that are associated with each other. Two more categories, one of them. The Alif Noon. The nouns which end with Alif Noon. With Alif Noon. Okay, proper nouns that end with Alif Noon. Like, for example, Uthmanu, naam. Ramadanu, naam. Sufyan. Huh? Affan, naam, and so on. Okay, these are masculine proper nouns that end with Alif Noon. And likewise, they're adjectives, huh? That are attached to it, huh? Adjectives, like Keslan, that end with Alif Noon, and in fact they're on a specific wazn, that is Fa'lan, Fa'lan. Like, what did you say? Keslan, naam. Other? Jaw'an, huh? Huh? Atshan? Ta'ban? Naam. Jawan, Afshan, huh? Shab'an. Shab'an. What does Shab'an mean? Full. Full. Now. Mal'an also. Mal'an means something is full, like a container. Or a box or a bag is full. Shab'an means your stomach is full. You're satisfied. Kaslan, huh? Naam? Oh, Kaslan, what does it mean? No, Kaslan means what?
Lazy.
Kaslan means lazy. Naam. Alright, so these are two more categories, the end with Alif Noon. Other two categories that are connected to each other. Naam.
Nouns, proper nouns,
ala wazn, af'alu. Ala wazn af'alu. Masculine proper nouns ala wazn af'alu. So this is another group of masculine proper nouns that don't take tanween. Although normally masculine proper nouns take tanween, but this is another group of masculine proper nouns that does not take tanween. Ala wazn af'alu. Like Ahmadu. Naam. Anwaru. Hmm? Akbaru, naam. Tayyib. And what is the other group that's attached to it? Huh? Adjectives. Adjectives. Adjectives are on the same wazn. Wazn af'alu. Adjectives like the colors, for example. Huh? Abyadu. Ahmaru. Aswadu. Asfaru, Azraku, Asmaru, and so on, like this. Okay, those are six categories. Okay, the last two categories, what are they? One,
non-Arabic.
Non-Arabic proper nouns, non-Arabic proper nouns, like William, London, huh? Paris, Pakistan, huh? France. That's Arabic? France? I thought that was English. Non-Arabic proper nouns. In Arabic language, they originally come from non-Arabic language. Like Pakistan. Like Paris. And so on. Okay, in the last category is the big one. Huh? Some of the patterns of Jam at-Taksir. Some patterns of broken plurals. Some of the patterns, not all of them. Like for example, أفعلوا أفعلاءوا فعلاءوا مفاعلوا and مفاعيلوا. نعم. Alright, so this is a quick review of what we took in the last lesson, but it's important because this lesson that we're going to take today, which is our final lesson of the book, is really a continuation of last week's lesson. So those eight types or groups of nouns which are mamnu' min al-sarf, we will continue to discuss them with one final point in the lesson today. Alright, any question about mamnu' min al-sarf? Any question about mamnu' min al-sarf now? The last what? Category of broken plurals? Okay, the last category of broken plurals are these four patterns. These four awzan. أَفْعِلَاءُ فُعَلَاءُ مَفَاعِلُ and مَفَاعِيلُ. Okay? An example of أَفْعِلَاء is like what? أَصْدِقَاءُ. Huh? Like أَصْدِقَاءُ from صَدِيق. An example of فُعَلَاء, فُقَرَاءُ from فَقِير. فُقَرَاءُ. An example of مَفَاعِلُ, مَسَاجِدُ. نعم, مَكَاتِبُ. Like this. No, مفتاح, the plural of مفتاح is on the wazn of مَفَاعِلُ. مَفَاعِلُ. The plural of مفتاح is what? مَفَاتِيحُ. مَفَاتِيحُ. Okay, so these are broken plural patterns from the broken plural patterns that we had in lesson 13. Okay? From amongst them are four patterns. These four patterns of broken plurals are mamnu' min al-sarf. The other patterns are normal nouns. Alright? Okay, so, any question, any other question about what we took last week? And this, by the way, is a very important lesson. Last week's lesson and this week's lesson. Very important, because it's one of the foundation things that you always need to know. Words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. Otherwise you read them wrong and you will pronounce them wrong if you don't realize that these words are mamnu' min al-sarf. Okay, number one, you may put tanween on these words, which is not acceptable in the Arabic language. Or you may, if it's majrur, you might add kasr to it. And that also, that's what we're going to talk about today, in the lesson today. With some exceptions. But generally speaking, words that are mamnu' min al-sarf, they don't take kasra when they are majrur. Alright, lesson 23. I guess we should look at the key first. What page is the key on? Excuse me? 58. Page 58, English key in the back of the book. Lesson 23. We have learned before that a noun is in the genitive case when it, A, is preceded by a preposition, B is mudafun ilay. Meaning that a noun, our original rule for nouns, we said they are marfu'un. Nouns normally take dhamma, unless you put it in a sentence, and something in the sentence acts upon that noun and changes it from being marfu'un with dhamma to being majroor or mansub. Something has to change it. If there's nothing to change it, it's originally it's going to be marfu'un with dhamma. So we said two of the reasons why a noun will be changed from marfu'un with dhamma to majroor, two of the reasons that make it majroor, we said that if it's preceded by a preposition like ila or fi or ala or min or something like this, if it's preceded by a preposition, the harf jar makes the noun majroor. In which case, the sign that it's majroor, that it will take kasra, will take kasra. This is the basic sign that a word is majroor, it takes kasra. Now there are secondary signs also. If that noun is muthanna or jam, if it's plural or dual or something like this, then there are other signs that indicate it being majroor. But the basic sign that a noun is majroor is kasra. Okay, that's what we have learned before. When it's following a preposition or when it is mudawfun. So, for example, a noun that is preceded by a preposition, for example, you have al-baytu, right? If you put it in a sentence and it's following a preposition like fi, you say fil-bayti, fil-bayti. And likewise, if the noun does not have al-flam, like bilalun, if it's following a preposition, you say min bilalin. Okay, this is what we learned before. That when a noun is following a preposition, if it has alif lam, it takes a single kasra. If it does not have alif lam, it takes a double kasra. Okay, depending on if it has alif lam or not. But it's going to be kasra. If it's majroor, because it's following a preposition, then it's going to take kasra. Either single kasra, if it has alif lam, or double kasra, if it does not have alif lam. Okay, it has tanween. The second example that we have here is the noun when it is mudhafun ilayhi, the second part of the idafa construction. Mudhafun ilayhi, second word of the idafa construction, construct phrase. For example, al-mudarrisu is marfu'un with dhamma. But if you put it in an idafa construction and it is the mudhafun ilayhi, the second part, like the book of the teacher, kitabu al-mudarrisi. Now, because it's mudhafun ilayhi, it becomes majroor, so it takes kasra, single kasra, because it has alif lam. But if that noun doesn't have alif lam, but it has tanween instead, like bilalun, if you put bilalun in a construct phrase, and it is the second part of the construct phrase, the mudhafun ilayhi, like for example, bintu bilalin, the daughter of Bilal, bintu bilalin, then bilalun, because it's mudhafun ilayhi, becomes majroor, so you say bintu bilalin, and the sign that is majroor is kasra, and in this case it's a double kasra tanween because it does not have alif lam. If it has alif lam, it takes a single kasra. If it does not have alif lam, it takes a double kasra. But the point is that it takes kasra because that's the sign that a word is majroor, either because it's following a preposition or because it's the mudhafun ilayh. Now we are saying, please note that a diptote, yani a word that is mamnoor min al-sarf, in these two situations, meaning two situations when it is majroor, because it's following a preposition or because it's mudhafun ilayh, in these two situations, the word that's mamnoor min al-sarf takes a fatha instead of a kasra. That is, the genitive ending, the sign that it's majroor, in ordinary nouns is kasra. But in words that are diptotes or mamnoor min al-sarf, the sign that it is majroor is fatha. And then we have some examples here. For example, we have a normal word that's not mamnoor min al-sarf, like bilalun. If it's found in a preposition, you say min bilalin. If it's mudhafun ilayh, you say kitabu bilalin. These are words that are not mamnoor min al-sarf. But if you have a word that's mamnoor min al-sarf, like ahmadu, if it's following a preposition, you do not say min ahmadi, but rather you say what? Min ahmada. If it's mudhafun ilayh, you don't say kitabu ahmadi, but rather you say kitabu ahmada. It is majroor. It's mudhafun ilayh, it's majroor, but the sign that it's majroor in this case, the sign that it's majroor instead of kasra is fatha, because this word is mamnoor min al-sarf. And words that are mamnoor min al-sarf do not normally take kasra when they are majroor. Rather, they take fatha, with two exceptions, which we'll talk about. But normally, words that are mamnoor min al-sarf, if they are majroor, because they're following harf jar, or because they're mudhafun ilayh, ممنوع من الصرف does not take كسرة. We say it's مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is فتحة. Why is it فتحة? Because this word is ممنوع من الصرف. Words that are ممنوع من الصرف don't take كسرة when they مجرور. Okay, so for example, you have أحمد. من أحمد. كتاب أحمد. So in both cases, من أحمد, the إعراب of it, you will say, من is حرف جر. And Ahmada is majroor because of min. But the sign that it's majroor is fatha. Why is it fatha? Because the word is mamnoo min al-sarf. Okay, so you say what? Ahmada is majroor. Walamu tujarrihi. The sign that it's majroor is fatha. Why is it fatha? لأنه mamnoo min al-sarf. Because it's mamnoo min al-sarf. Now. It cannot be Ahmadi in this case here. Okay? But there are two exceptions. Inshallah, we'll come to them. We'll come to them, inshallah. And then the second example we have is Ibrahimu. And by the way, Ahmed, why is Ahmed Mamnu min al-Sarf? Why? Because it's a masculine proper noun, ala wazn, af'alu. Af'alu. Ahmadu. Naam. And now we have Ibrahim. And Ibrahimu is also Mamnu' min al-Sarf. Why is it Mamnu' min al-Sarf? Non-Arabic proper noun. Naam. Non-Arabic masculine proper noun. Ibrahimu. So, Ibrahimu, if it's following a preposition, min Ibrahimah. So we say min is harf jar, and Ibrahim is majroor. The sign that is majroor is fatha. Why is it fatha? Because this word is Mamnu' من الصرف. And likewise, if it's مضاف إليه كتاب إبراهيم, كتاب إبراهيم, the book of Ibrahim, we say كتاب is مضاف مرفوع. The sign that is مرفوع is ضمة. إبراهيم, إبراهيم or إبراهيم is مضاف إليه مجرور, because the مضاف إليه is always مجرور. So we say it's مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that it's majroor is fatha. Why? Because it's mamnu min al-sarf. So this is our lesson for today. Very simple lesson. This is an extension of the previous lesson. And the only thing you have to remember here is that words that are mamnu min al-sarf, unlike other nouns, when they are majroor, for whatever reason it might be, and here are two cases, common cases of a word being majroor. Whenever they are majroor, the sign that they are majroor, instead of it being kasra, is fatha, because they are mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, so previously we said words that are mamnu min al-sarf don't take tanween, and in this lesson we're saying words that are mamnu min al-sarf don't take kasra if they are majroor. That's it. The exceptions to this is, number one, when a word that is mamnu min al-sarf is for some reason given alif lam. If it has alif lam, the alif lam, the definite article, it incapacitates the word that is mamnu min al-sarf from its condition of being prohibited from taking kasra. Meaning, in other words, the word that's mamnu min al-sarf is following a preposition. Under normal circumstances, it will be majroor, but it won't take kasra. But if it has alif lam on that word that's mamnu min al-sarf, has alif lam, it can take kasra. Now, if it has alif lam, it will take kasra. All right? The other, now. Yeah, if you're reading something and all of this stuff is mixed up in here, then you need to know the rules. Now, the reason for this, the reason why you have to know the rules is because if you don't know the rules, you don't abide by the rules, what happens in life when you don't abide by the rules? You fall on the wayside. You have a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Now. So, also, if a noun that is mamnu min al-sarf is mudawfun is mudalfun. It's connected to another word in idalfa. This also incapacitates it from functioning as a word that's mamnu min al-sarf. If it's in idalfa, if it's mudalf, the first part of idalfa construction, then that word that's mamnu min al-sarf, if it's majroor, can take kasra. So these are two cases. Words that are mamnu min al-sarf, if they are the mudalf, the first part of idalfa construction, or if they have alif lam, then they function as a normal noun in terms of taking kasra. They can take kasra. Okay, so we will see that at some point, and I just want to make a note of that because it's not mentioned here in the study guide. I mean, in the key, it's not mentioned here. So we'll go over it, but I just want to make note of it because it's not written here. So just try to be aware of that, that there are some exceptions. If it is mudaf, the first part of the idafa construction, or if it has alif lam. All nouns that are mamnu min al-sarf, if they have alif lam, or if they are mudaf, it will take kasr when they become majroor. Now, even Ahmed, now. You can. I mean, if there's some reason to add alif lam to Ahmed, to any noun, or if it's mudaf. Now, I mean, generally speaking, proper nouns in Arabic do not have alif lam. But there are some proper nouns that have alif lam in Arabic. There are some. Okay, like yaban, al-yaban, you say. Yaban is a proper noun. And it's a foreign name. But because the Arabs read that word with alif lam, as opposed to other countries that don't normally have alif lam, but if it has alif lam, then it will take kasra when it's majroor. Now, okay, we'll see some cases, inshallah. As far as the vocabulary, in the English key here, we have Istanbul, with Saad and Ta, Istanbul, and we have Washington, with Ta, Washington, and we have At-Ta'ifu, with Ta also, the city in the Arabian Peninsula, that's very close to Mecca, at Ta'if. Alright, let's look at the Arabic text of the book on page 120. 120. Last lesson. Last lesson. Page 120. Arabic text of the book. الدرس الثالث والعشرون الدرس الثالث والعشرون The 23rd lesson. المدرس, the teacher says, من أنت يا أخي؟ من أنت يا أخي؟ Meaning,
who are you, my brother?
Oh, my brother. Ahmed says, Ana talibun jadidun. Ana talibun jadidun. I am a new student. Ana in this sentence is what? What is its i'rab? Is it the fa'il or maf'ulun bih? None of the above. It's the mubtada. Al mubtada. Naam. It's the mubtada. Naam. And jadidun in this sentence is what? It's a not. It's an adjective describing talibun. So where is the khabar in this sentence? Talibun, naam. Ana is the mubtada and talibun is the khabar and jadidun is a not. Naam, jayid. Ana talibun jadidun, meaning? I'm a new student. Al-mudarris says, masmuka. Masmuka, what is your name? Masmuka. Remember also that whenever you have a long vowel in a word that's followed by Hamzatul Wasl, whether it's Alif Lam, the definite article Alif Lam, or any word that begins with Hamzatul Wasl, like for example in this case Ism or Ibn and words like this, The long vowel is pronounced short when it's followed by Hamzatul Wasl. So don't try to pronounce it long, saying Mas Muka, Mas Muka. No, you pronounce it short because it's followed by Hamzatul Wasl. So you say Mas Muka, as though it was just a short vowel. That's how you pronounce it. Okay, that's a rule. Long vowel followed by Hamzatul Wasl, in any case whatsoever, that long vowel, whether it's Fatta Aleph, Kasra Ya, or Dhamma Wa, is pronounced short. We had that a long time ago in the primer book, so just a reminder. Masmuka, what is your name? Ahmed says, Ismi Ahmadu. Meaning? My name is Ahmed. Musharaka min hadha al-walad al-tayyib. Good, good, nice, thank you. Ismi Ahmadu. My name is Ahmed. Tayyib. What is the mubtada in this sentence? It's close, huh?
Yeah.
Ya al mutakallim. Any other answers? What do you say, Ahmed? What do you think is the mubtada? Ahmed. Now we have three answers. Taib. Huh?
What is your name?
The answer is me, Ahmadu. So actually, Ahmed in this sentence is what? Is the khabar. And ya al-mutakallam here is mudaf ilayh. And the mubtada is ism. Ism is the mubtada. Ya, the damir ya is mudaf ilayh. And Ahmed is the khabar. Okay, so be careful when you see a pronoun attached to a noun. That pronoun attached to the noun is always mudaf ilayh. So the khabar or the mubtada that has a pronoun attached to it, you will say the mubtada is the noun itself without the pronoun. So ismi or ismuka or ismukum or asma'ukum, the mubtada here would be the noun without the pronoun. The pronoun you say is mudhafun ilayhi. Okay, so ismi, ism is the mubtada, and ya'al mutakallam, the pronoun, the damir ya'al mutakallam is mudhafun ilayhi, and Ahmed is the khabar. The mubtada we mean by that the subject of the sentence, and the khabar we mean the predicate, the subject and the predicate. In a jumla ismiya, you always have a subject and a predicate, a mubtada and a khabar, and both of them are marfu'un. Both of them are marfu'un. In a jumla fi'liya, you have a fi'l, a fa'il, and a maf'ul bi, or sometimes you just have a fi'l and a fa'il, the verb and the doer of the verb, the subject of the verb. And sometimes you have the object of the verb also, the maf'ulun bi. But you don't always have a maf'ulun bi, because some verbs are not muta'addi. They don't extend. The action of the verb doesn't extend outside of it, doesn't have any object. Rather, it is lazim, meaning that the action stays within with the doer, not extending to something else. So sometimes you have a fi'l and a fa'il and a maf'ulun bi, and that's the standard, and that's the majority of cases, but some verbs are not muta'addi, and therefore they don't have a maf'ulun bi. So you may just have a fi'l and a fa'il. Okay, so remember the difference between jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. Jumla ismiya, wa alaykum salam. Jumla ismiya is a sentence that begins with a ism, a noun. It has a mubtada and a khabar. Jumla fi'liya is a sentence that begins with a fi'l. It has a fi'l and a fa'il and a maf'ulun bi. If it begins with a fi'l, we say jumla fi'liya. Begins with an ism, we say jumla ismiya. Any question? No. Mubtada, in English they call it the subject. In English grammar they say subject and predicate. Huh?
No.
I'll make sure I'm safe. I got a teacher over here. I studied English grammar in 50 years. Now.
What's the difference between a mubtada
with
the subject and a fa'il?
And a what?
And a fa'il.
Yeah, it's different completely, because a mubtadi' is from bid'a, ba dal ayn, and the mubtada in this sentence is from bada'a, ba dal hamza, hamza. One is with hamza, one is with ayn. Both of them ba dal ayn, ba dal hamza.
So the one who begins in
نعم. بدأ means to begin something. بدأ with عين means to innovate something. Yeah. Huh? نعم نعم. طيب. طيب اسمي أحمد. The teacher says من أين أنت؟ من أين أنت؟ Meaning where are you from? Ahmed says أنا من باكستان. أنا من باكستان. Meaning I'm from Pakistan. نعم. What is the مبتدأ in this sentence? أنا من باكستان. أنا. And what is the خبر in this sentence? Okay, this is also a lesson in جملة اسمية. جملة اسمية is مبتدأ and خبر. The خبر, it can be a مفرد, a single word, like أنا طالبون. طالبون is the خبر. Or it could be a شبه جملة. شبه جملة means حرف جاء and مجرور. حرف جاء and مجرور. Like من باكستان. The harf ja and the majrur together is called the shibah jumla. And that the khabar is the whole shibah jumla. Okay? And likewise, the khabar can also be a complete jumla. Either a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'aliya. Meaning you can have a single noun as the murtada and the khabar can be a sentence. A jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'aliya. Okay? In this case, the khabar is not a jumla. It's a shibh jumla. Shibh jumla means it's almost a sentence, but it's not a complete sentence. It's composed of harf ja and majroor or dharf. Dharf. Yani dharf as zaman or makan. Anyway, like this is just a quick note, just to kind of make us think a little bit. Don't always think that the khabar is going to be a single word. Sometimes it may be a shibh jumla, sometimes it may be a complete sentence. A sentence that begins with another noun or a sentence that begins with a verb. And in the future, inshallah, we'll see some examples of that. But for now, it's just shibh jumla. Okay, ana min Pakistan. Ana is the mubtada'u and min Pakistan is a shibh jumla. Ja'a wal majroor, khabar. Al-Mudarris says, indi sab'atu dafatira. Liman hiya, meaning? Now I have 7 notebooks or copy books. Liman hiya. Who are they for? To whom do they belong? Liman. To whom? Hiya. Do they belong? He is referring to what? Dafatir. Dafatir is singular or plural? Plural. So why are we using a singular pronoun? Huh? Ghayru aqil. I couldn't even get the question out. You already got the answer. I wanted to say, why are we using a singular pronoun to refer to a plural noun? Because this is a plural noun that is غَيْرُ عَاقِل. غَيْرُ عَاقِل. It's not a noun, it's not a plural for a human being. Or angels or jinn. No.
The translation is, I have 7 notebooks,
who do they belong to? Yeah, I have 7 notebooks. To whom do they belong? Or who do they belong to? No. لِمَن. For, literally for, and men who? For who are they here? طيب, Abbas says, Hati ya ustadhu. Naam, meaning?
Give.
Ya ustadh, old teacher. Hatha li. Naam? This is for me, this is mine. وَهَذَا لِمُحَمَّدٍ وَهَذَا لِحَامِدٍ. Naam, meaning? This is for Muhammad. This is for Hamid. Okay? هَذَا لِي وَهَذَا لِمُحَمَّدٍ. مَجْرُوع with kasra. After that then. Naam. So we said, هَذَا لِمُحَمَّدٍ مَجْرُوع بكسرة وهذا لحامد مجرور بكسرة وهذا لإبراهيم وهذا لعثمان وهذا ليوسف وهذا لطلحة Meaning, this belongs to Ibrahim, and this belongs to Uthman, and this belongs to Yusuf, and this belongs to Talha. What is the I'rab of Li Ibrahima? Hada Li Ibrahima. What is the I'rab of Li Ibrahima? Okay, but you have two words here. You have harf Li and you have ism Ibrahim. Li. Li means four, right? Li is harf jar. And Ibrahim is majroor. Because of the harf jar Li. And we say that it is majroor. The sign that it's majroor is what? Fatha. Because of what? Because mamnu min al-sarf. Naam. And the same thing for Li Uthmana. But why is Uthman mamnu min al-sarf? Huh? Wait a minute, slow down, huh? Makhtum bi alif noon. Because it's a proper noun that ends with alif and noon. Naam. Wali Yusufa. Why is Yusufa mamnu min al-sarf? Non-Arabic foreign proper noun. Naam. Wa Talha. Why is Talha mamnu min al-sarf? Ya Dawud. Masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. Naam. طيب مدرس says أهذا كتابك يا محمد أهذا كتابك يا محمد meaning is this your book O Muhammad? What is the إعراب of Muhammad? What is the إعراب of Muhammad? Huh? Muhammad? Smartphone now. Okay, we have Ya and we have Muhammad. Ya, this Ya, the vocative Ya in Arabic is called Ya al-Nida. And Muhammad, the word that comes after Ya al-Nida is called what? Munada. Munada. And the Munada is what? Marfu'un. And the sign that is Marfu'un is? Dhamma. Naam. Now, Muhammad is a masculine proper noun. Does not end with ta marbuta. It does not end with alif and noon. It's not on the wazn of af'alu. Why is it not taking tanween? Since masculine proper nouns take tanween unless they're mamnoom and a sarf. Because of ya and nida. Because Muhammad here is munada and the munada does not take tanween. Okay, we said this is one of the three reasons why nouns which normally do take tanween will not take tanween when it is the munada, or when it has alif lam, or when it is mudaf. Tayyib, Muhammad says, the teacher asks him, "Ahadha kitabuka ya Muhammad?" Muhammad says, "La, hadha kitabu hamzata, hadha kitabu hamzata," meaning, Naam. No, this is Hamza's book. This is the book of Hamza. And what is the I'rab of Hamza? Before, aywa, mudawfun ilayhi, majroor. Why is it majroor? Because mudawfun ilayhi. Tayyib, it's majroor. It's mudawfun ilayhi, majroor. And the sign that it's majroor is fatha. Why? Because mamnu' min al-sarf. Why is it mamnu' min al-sarf? Masculine proper noun. That ends with Tarabuta. Now we got it. That's what I like. Okay, Mudarris. Aina Aliyun Ya Ikhwanu. Where's Ali? Oh, brothers. Hamid says, Dhahaba ila Riyadi. He went to Riyad. Wa aina Yaqubu. Where's Yaqub? Dhahaba ila Makkata. He went to Mecca. Aina Ishaqu. Where is Ishaq? Kharaja ila al-mudiri. He went out. Kharaja ila al-mudiri. He went out to the who? To the principal or to the director. Naam. المدرس المدير means the principal of a school, a director of a company or whatever. He went out, yeah, he went out of the classroom, he went to the principal. المدرس متى خرج؟ نعم, when did he go out? خرج قبل خمس دقائق. قبل خمس دقائق, نعم. He left out 5 minutes ago, before 5 minutes. 5 minutes ago, before 5 minutes. طيب, what is the Arab of خمسي? It's مجرور. Why is it مجرور? It's مضاف إليه, to قبل. The words, any noun that comes after بعد or قبل, is always مضاف إليه, مجرور. وعليكم السلام. And what is the Arab of دقائق? مضاف إليه as well. Therefore, it's مجرور. And the sign that it's مجرور is فتحة. Why? Because ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? Because it's a جم تكسير على وزن مفاعل. مفاعل دقائق. Remember, the وزن مفاعل and مفاعيل, both of them may have a meme in the beginning of its plural, or it may not have a meme. Sometimes it has a meme, like مكاتب, like مساجد, but sometimes it doesn't have a meme, but it represents the extra letter, the fourth letter, the فاتر. Okay, because normally nouns are triliteral, but sometimes they have four letters. طيب, تمارين. تمارين. What is the meaning of تمارين? Exercises. What is the مفرد, singular, of تمارين? تمرين. And why is تمارين without تنوين? It's ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? نعم, جم تكسير. It's a broken plural على وزن مفاعيل. مفاعيل. تمارين. نعم, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Contemplate or reflect upon the following examples. Okay, we have two lines here. The first line, we have Muhammad, the word Muhammad, which is a masculine proper noun that takes tanween. And the second line, we have Zainab, which is a feminine proper noun. And this feminine proper noun doesn't have tarmabuta, but it's a feminine proper noun, and feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Right? And not only don't take tanween, but in this lesson we learned that they also, when they're majrur, they don't take kasra. Alright, so we just want to reflect upon this reality and note that nouns, in this case we have a feminine proper noun, but any noun that's ممنوع من الصرف, when it becomes مجرور, because of a preposition or إضافة, it does not take كسرة. Okay, so you have محمدٌ, after the حرف جاء من, you have من محمدٍ, إلى محمدٍ, لي محمدٍ, كتاب محمد. Okay, in the first three examples, Muhammad is مجرور because of حروف جر, because of the prepositions. And in the last example, Muhammad is مجرور because of what? مضاف إليه. Because it's مضاف إليه. طيب, as far as the second line, زينب, you have من زينب. إلى زينب, لي زينب, and كتاب زينب. So what do we notice from this? That زينب, when it is مجرور because of حرف جاء or because of إضافة, doesn't take كسرة. It's مجرور, but the sign that it's مجرور is فتحة, because it is what? ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? Because it's feminine proper noun. And likewise, the same example is for any noun that is ممنوع من الصرف. This case is feminine proper noun, but it goes for every noun that's ممنوع من الصرف. When it is مجرور, it does not take كسرة. Unless we said two exceptions, what? If it has ألف لام, or if it is the مضاف, the first part of an إضافة construction. طيب exercise number two. اقرا واكتب. اقرا واكتب. Okay, who read the first one? No.
هذا الكتاب لمحمد وذلك لزينب.
Good. هذا الكتاب لمحمد وذلك لزينب. لي حرف جاء زينب مجرور. Sign that is مجرور is فتحة. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Because this is ممنوع من الصرف because it's feminine proper noun. Number two. You want to try? تفضل. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. خالد What's the ending of Ahmed? Huh? Ahmada. Did somebody tell you that? Huh? I just want to know if you tell the truth. Did somebody tell you the answer? Huh? Look up an answer. Huh? Yeah, I know. So tell me, why is it Ahmada then? Since somebody told you it's Ahmada, but why is it Ahmada? Without anybody telling you the answer, why is it Ahmada? Why is it Ahmada and not Ahmadi? Since it's following a preposition, ila Ahmad. Why is it not Ahmadi? Somebody help him. No, I said somebody help. You need help right now. Okay, when you figure it out, come back to us next week. ذهب خالد إلى أحمد. What does it mean? Anybody help him? Khalid went to Ahmed. Naam. Number three. Next number three. You gonna read the Naam. Jeddah. What is Jeddah? The city, the seaport, huh? Near Mecca. Yeah, some people call it Jeddah. Some people call it Jeddah. But the proper pronunciation is Jeddah. Naam. It's not commonly pronounced like that. That is actually the proper pronunciation. ذهب أبي إلى مكة وذهب عمي إلى جدة. جدة. Naam. What does it mean? My father went to Mecca and my uncle went to Jeddah. We normally say Jeddah. In Saudi, they normally say Jeddah. But the proper way of saying it is Jeddah. Now, number four. أختو مروانة مريضة. Meaning? The sister of Marwan is sick. What is the Arab of Marwan? Mudafun ilay. Yeah, mudafun ilay. What else? So if it's mudafun ilay, that makes it marfoon or mansoob. Majroor. The sign that is majroor? Fatha. Why is it fatha and not kasra? Mamnoo min al-sarf. Why is it mamnoo min al-sarf? Marwan is not a feminine proper noun. It's a masculine proper noun. Yeah, masculine proper nouns are not mamnoom and asarf. Makhtoom bi alif wa noon. Because it ends with alif noon. Naam, jayyid. طيب, أختو مروانة مريضة. The sister of Marwan is sick. Number five. أين زوجو. مضاف إليه. Feminine proper nouns. Mamnoom and asarf. Khadija ta. Aina zawju Khadija ta. Naam. Oh, you have a different word?
Okay.
Huwa fi Landana. Landana. Naam. So, what is the meaning? Aina zawju Khadijata? Zawju Khadijata? Where is the spouse or husband of Khadija? Where is the husband of Khadija? Where is Khadija's husband? It's mudawfun ilay. Mudawfun ilay. The husband of Khadija. Huwa fi Landana. What does it mean? He is in London. London in this sentence is what? Anyone? What is the Arab of London? Huh? Okay, you can say fi Landana is the khabar, naam, but we want Landana specifically. Huh? It's majroor. Majroor bi fi. Okay, it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor? Fatha. Why? Because it's mamnoom and sarf. Why is it mamnoom and sarf? Non-Arabic proper noun. Now, number six. Back on the side. Oh, you don't go yet? I'm sorry. You're answering too many questions. Now. Naam, sayaratu Hamidin jadidatun wa sayaratu Ibrahima qadimatun, meaning Hamid's car is new and Ibrahim's car is old. Naam, why is jadidatun marfu'un with dhamma? It's a not for sayara, he says. Let me ask you this. Is sayara definite or indefinite? It's definite. Naam. So how is sayara not for it and it's indefinite? Yes, that's wrong. Sayara is the mubtada, right? And hamid is what? Mudawfun ilayn. So jadid is what? Khabar. Khabar marfu'un. Khabar marfu'un. Okay, that was a little tricky question. Sorry. Number seven. Baytu Khalidin Khabirun. Usama. Naam. Baytu Khalidin Khabirun. Wa baytu Usama. Saghirun. What does this mean? Khalid's house is big and Usama's house is small. Next page. Number 8. Top of the page. We passed that already?
Yeah, the first one.
This book belongs to Muhammad. And that one belongs to Zainab. Now. Now, okay. Number 8. You want to try? Good.
Aina. Aina. Zahara.
Abuki.
Abuki.
Now. Layla. Naam. Finish. Ya Layla. Ya Layla. Huh? Read the next word after that.
Dhahaba ila
Baghdad.
Baghdad.
Baghdad. Baghdad. You ever heard of Baghdad? Okay, that's Baghdad. Aina zahaba abuki? Ya Layla. Zahaba ila Baghdad. What does it mean? Anyone? No. Where did your father go? Oh, Layla. He's talking to Layla. Where did your father go? Oh, Layla. Naam.
He went to Baghdad.
Naam. Number 9. Abdul Haq. Naam. Fi Istanbul. مساجد كثيرة مساجد كثيرة. What does it mean? In Istanbul there what?
A lot.
Many masjids. In Istanbul there are many masjids. Number 10. عندي خمسة مفاتيح. Meaning?
I have five keys.
Number 11. Hanif.
Al-Ka'aba.
Naam. Al-Ka'aba fi Makkata. Meaning?
The Ka'aba is in Mecca.
Number 12. نعم يا إبراهيم. عليه السلام. نعم في هذا الشارع ثلاثة مساجد. Meaning? In this street there are three masjids. طيب what is the إعراب of الشارع? It's majroor because it is badal fahada, badal fahada, naam. The rest of the Arab is a little bit difficult. I'm not going to oppress you. Huh? I mean, okay, what is the Arab of thalathatu? It's marfoon. Why is it marfoon? Because mudafun, so the word that's mudafun is always marfoon?
No.
It is. That's not why it's marfoon, because mudafun. Mudafun could be marfoon, mansoob, majroor, anything. Why is it marfoon? Okay, what kind of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? Okay, that's a rule. Whenever you want to do the Arab, first ask yourself, is it a jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya? Once you ask yourself that, you know what you're looking for. If it's a jumla fi'liya, you're looking for fi'l fa'al maf'ulun bi. If it's a jumla ismiya, you're looking for mubtada and khabar. Khalas, that makes it easy for you. This is a jumla ismiya, so you're looking for mubtada and khabar. So thalathatu, is it the mubtada or the khabar? It's the khabar. Why? Because it came last, right?
No.
But doesn't the mubtada sometimes come last?
Yeah.
When does the mubtada come last? When there's a shibba jumla, like harf jar and majroor, and the mubtada itself is not definite. In this sentence here, is thalathatu definite or indefinite? It's indefinite. And the khabar is a shibba jumla, harf jar majroor. So therefore, thalathatu is not the khabar. It is what? It's the mubtada. It's mubtada mu'akhar. It's delayed. Why? Because the khabar is a shibba jumla, harf jar wal majroor. And the mubtada is not definite. When the mubtada is not definite, and its khabar is shibba jumla, they're going to reverse the order. That's why I said I didn't want to go into this one here.
So the sentence
would be, the original way you would think that the meaning would be, thalathatu masajida fi hadha shari. Yani, there are three masjids in this street. But because thalathatu is the mubtada, and it's indefinite, and its khabar is harf jar majrur fi hadha shari, so therefore the order is reversed. Okay, there's two main reasons why the mubtada will come last. One of them is because it's indefinite, and its khabar is jar majrur or shibh jumla. And the other reason is if the khabar is a ism istifham, if it's a question word like kaifa or mata or aina, it's always going to come first. The question word always comes first. Okay, so that is also a quick review for us of something that I mentioned previously, but it's okay. Let's see, we'll stop here inshallah. Yeah, we'll stop here and we'll finish the rest of this exercise after the salat bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So where are we stopping at? On number 12. The next one we're going to do is 13 inshallah, so we have a chance to pray inshallah. طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is the continuation of our 34th session, final chapter, book 1, lesson number 23. And for anybody who came, anybody who came just for the salat, then I'll just remind you that in the first part of the class, we reviewed lesson number 22, which deals with the categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. We went over those categories in detail with some examples, and then we read the key to lesson 23, which actually adds to what we have discussed previously concerning words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. The point that words that are mamnu' min as-sarf not only don't take tanween, but also when they are majroor for any reason whatsoever, whether it's because they're following a preposition or because they're mudhafun ilay, when those words are majroor, they do not take kasra, rather they take fatha. The sign that they're majroor is fatha because they are mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, that's what we talked about. And I also mentioned something that's not in the key to the lesson, and that is that words which are mamnu' min as-sarf, whether they are proper nouns or common nouns, in either case, words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, there are two exceptions, in which case, when they are majroor, they do take kasra, and that is if they have alif lam, or if they are the first part of idafa construction, mudhafun. If they are mudhafun, or if they have alif lam, words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, when they are majroor, they can take kasra in these two cases. Which two cases? If they have alif lam, or if they're mudhafun. Alright, so that's what we talked about, and we did the first few exercises, and we have something remaining from exercise number 2, and that's what we're going to pick up now on page 122. Page 122. Exercise number 2, sentence number 13. Sentence number 13. Okay, so we're reading. I don't know who read the last one. Ibrahim, you read the last one? Yeah. You asked a question about it. But no, that was your reading also?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you want to start? We'll start here on this side.
من لندن وذلك اسمه لويس.
نعم.
وهو من باريس.
من باريس. نعم. طيب number 13. هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام وهو من لندن وذلك يعني the other one. That one, اسمه لويس وهو من باريس. طيب, what is the meaning? هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام. Yeah, this doctor, his name is William. وهو من لندن.
And he is from London.
وذلك اسمه لويس وهو من باريس. And that one?
That one's name is Louis.
His name is Louis. And he's from Paris. What could that possibly? What city? Paris. Paris. No. طيب 14. You want to read Dawood? Huh? Okay. Abdul Haq.
سيارتي لونها أخضر.
نعم. سيارتي لونها أخضر. Meaning?
My car color is green.
My car, its color is green. Naam, let's stop here for a moment, right? And do a little i'rab, okay? Because we want to make a point here, okay? So please try to catch this point. Pay attention. Okay, what kind of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. So what are we looking for in this sentence? Mubtada and khabar. طيب, where is the mubtada in this sentence? Sayyara. And the ya al-mutakallim, the damiya ya al-mutakallim is what? Mudawfan ilay. And this one is a little bit more difficult. What is the khabar of this sentence? Somebody said ha, somebody said laun, somebody said launuha. Any other answers? Somebody said launuha akhdar. Naam. Launuha akhdar. Remember I said, Jumla ismiya. The khabar can be a mufrad, single word, or it can be a shibh jumla, jaw al majroor or dharf, or it could be a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'liya. Here the khabar is a jumla ismiya. Launuha akhdar. Launuha akhdar is a jumla ismiya. Mubtada and a khabar itself. The whole jumla ismiya, launuha akhdar, is the khabar for this sentence. Okay, so this is an example of a khabar that itself is a jumla. And that khabar, when it's a jumla, it could be a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'liya. In this case, it's a jumla ismiya. Is it clear? Okay, let me go again. The mubtada and the khabar in a jumla ismiya, right? The khabar, it can be a single word, like Ahmed Talibun. Talibun is the khabar, a single word, mufrad. Likewise, the khabar can be a shibr jumla, like a jaw al majroor, the harf jaw al majroor. Like, for example, we mean like fi al bayti. Like Ahmedu fil bayti. Ahmed is the mubtada. Fil bayti is jaw al majroor, shibr jumla, khabar. The khabar is the whole shibr jumla, the harf jaw and the majroor. Okay? So, the khabar can be a single word, like talibun, Ahmedu talibun. It can be a shibr jumla, like fil bayti, or in the mudiri. And it also can be a complete sentence, either a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'liya. Here's an example of the khabar that's a complete sentence. It's a jumla ismiya. Launuha akhdaru. That's a complete sentence. Its color is green. That's a sentence. It's a jumla ismiya. The whole jumla ismiya is the khabar of the original sentence. Alright? So inshallah, I would be discussing this in detail in the future, but at least now you have some idea of what we mean by the khabar can be a jumla ismiya. And perhaps we'll see a jumla fi'liya and we'll look at that inshallah if we come to one. Tayyib, number 15. Andi qalamu ahmara. Ahmara. Why is it ahmara? I'm sorry. What did you say? Ahmaru, naam. Qalamu ahmaru. Now, why is it ahmaru?
Because it's a
naat
for qalamu.
Type. So, in that case, read the sentence again. Andi qalamun ahmaru. Naam. Tayyib. Just quickly. This is what kind of jumla? Jumla ismiya. What are we looking for? Mubtada and khabar. Where is the mubtada of this sentence? Qalamun. Why is this khalamun the mubtada? It's a mubtada مؤخر. Why is it the خبر delayed here? What is the reasoning for this? Okay, because the beginning of the sentence is a شبه جملة, a ظرف and the يعني مضاف إليه, the ضمير. But before that, the مبتدأ itself, in order for it to be delayed, there are two reasons. One of them is when the مبتدأ is what? نكرة. It's not definite. It's indefinite. Normally the مبتدأ in a جملة اسمية, the مبتدأ is definite. But if it's indefinite, as it is in this case, قلمون is indefinite, and the خبر is a شبه جملة, then the order will be reversed. Instead of the مبتدأ coming first, it will come second, and the خبر will come before it. Okay, so this is what we talked about earlier, and this is another example of the مبتدأ when it's delayed. مبتدأ مؤخر, and the خبر when it's advanced, مقدم, in ahead of its place. نعم. So what does it mean? عندي قلم أحمر. أحمر. I have a red pen. قلم أحمر. Without تنوين. ممنوع من الصرف. Number 16.
Washington.
طيب, somebody have a different reading for that one? نعم, what you have? Okay, you have the same sentence he has. You have a different sentence? Ajib. What do you have, Abdul Haq? Huh? Oh, you have the same? Ajib. Okay, we'll go with this then. Huh? It's khata, naam.
Huh?
Washington has dhamma?
Yeah.
Fi Washington?
Yeah. I say Washington.
Naam. Okay, good. Huh? No, it's supposed to be fatha. So if you have Dhamma in your book, then you should change it to Fatha. Naam. He said, Al-Baytu Al-Abyadu Fi Washington. Washington is Majroor because of Harf Jar Fi. The sign that it's Majroor is Fatha because it is Mamnoon min al-Sarf, because it's a fine proper noun. Naam. What does it mean?
The White House is in
Washington. I have a different sentence in my book. Completely different sentence. I have a better sentence than yours. I was hoping somebody had a better sentence. I have the best sentence. In my book it says, Al-Baytu Al-Haramu Fi Makkata.
Way better sentence.
Yeah. Al-Baytu Al-Haramu في مكة. What does it mean? The sacred house is in مكة. البيت الحرام في مكة. 17. ذهب طيب, what does it mean? Ahmed went to Muhammad. Naam. ذهب أحمد. This, what kind of sentence is this? جملة فعلية. Begins with a فعل. So what will we be looking for here? A فعل and a فعل, and maybe a مفعول به, right? So where's the فعل in this sentence? ذهب. Where's the فعل? أحمد. طيب. There's no direct object in the sentence because we have a preposition. There's no direct object. It's really harf jar wa majroor, it's the indirect object. Now, it's indirect object, but it's not going to be mansoob because it's harf jar, majroor. But it's in the place where it should be majroor. Number 19. ذهب محمد إلى أحمد. طيب, what's the next one? Oh, ذهب محمد إلى أحمد. طيب. طيب, What's the meaning?
Muhammad went to Ahmad.
Naam, Muhammad went to Ahmad, ila Ahmada. Number 19.
Anta min Makkah? La, ana min at-Ta'if.
Naam, anta min Makkata? لا أنا من الطائفي أنا من الطائفي. What is the meaning?
Are you from
Mecca? Answer.
No, I'm from Taif.
No, I'm from Taif. نعم من مكة. مكة is مجرور بمن because of من. Sign that is مجرور is what? فتحة. Why is it فتحة? ممنوع من الصرف. Number 20. You want to read? Right. You finish eating?
Akhtu.
That's not Fatamatu. That's a name. A name. A female name. One of the daughters of the Prophet ﷺ. What can you guess that would be? Instead of Fatamatu, what is it? Fatima. Look, we are not reading English here. This is not Fatima. This is Arabic. Fatima. Fatima. Naam. Talibatun. Talibatun. Okay, what does it mean? Anybody? The sister of Fatima is a student. Okay, exercise number three. Exercise number three. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها ما ضبط أواخرها. Read the following words and write them. مع ضبط أواخرها. What do we mean by ضبط أواخرها? What does that mean? Correct endings. Correct endings. Precise endings. We want to hear the vowel on the end of the word. Okay? This exercise requires that we hear clearly the vowel on the end of the word. Is it tanween? Is it a single vowel? Is it fatha, kasra, or dhamma? Okay? Okay. Let's, who, you read last?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Ahmed. Amina 2. You didn't read, Abdul?
No.
Okay, read the next one after Aminatu.
Min
Aminata. Third one, Hanif.
La.
Li.
Oh, maybe Li. Li. Amida.
Li.
Amida.
Ah.
Ahmad.
Li. Li Ahmada. Naam, correct. Li Ahmada. Okay, harf ja. Ahmed is majroor. The sign is majroor is fatha because mamnu min as-sarf. This is a masculine proper noun ala wazn af'alu. Naam. Next word. Naam. Ibrahim, read the next two words.
Ahmadu.
Ahmadu. Uh-huh. Uthmanu. Naam. Uthmanu. Jayid. Next one. Shekhana. من باكستان. من باكستان. It's مجرور, but the sign is مجرور is فتح because it's what? ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? Foreign proper noun. Now, next word.
باكستان.
Why باكستان? Remember, the original rule for nouns is that they are always marfu'un unless something, unless it's put in a sentence and something is changing it from marfu'un to something else, to mansub or majroor. So here, this word Pakistan, it's not in a sentence, so it has to be marfu'un. Naam? So it should be what? Pakistanu. Without tanween, of course, because mamnu min as-sarf. Naam, next word. There's a lamb in front of it. لي لي خديجة تا نعم ممنوع من الصرف مجرور. Next word. لندن. And the next word after that? إلى بغداد. لندن doesn't take تنوين ممنوع من الصرف. إلى بغداد مجرور بإلى because of إلى sign is مجرور is فتة is ممنوع من الصرف. نعم next word حنيف. إسطنبول. نعم إسطنبول without تنوين ممنوع من الصرف. نعم next word again also حنيف.
مكة تو.
يعني we normally say مكة right
yeah.
But if you read the whole word you have to pronounce the ending right
yeah.
Pronounce the ending if you pronounce the vowel all of that you're going to say مكة تو. Next word, Ibrahim. Next to the last word. No, next to the last word. Next to the last. Fi Makkata. With shadda on the kaf. Fi Makkata. Makkatu fi Makkata. Makkatu is marfoon. Fi Makkata is majroor. Last word. Juddatu without tanween ممنوع من الصرف. Juddatu yours have a double dhamma? Mine doesn't have any vowels at all. Are you wearing your glasses? He must be wearing, he's not wearing his glasses. Put your glasses on, Dalvin. Huh? Looks like a double dhamma to you, and everybody else says it looks like there's nothing there. Ajib. Yeah, you must have a vision problem. Seeing double dhamma is where there's nothing. Fine, who read last? The Sheikh and I. No, over here, I'm sorry, Abdurrahman, right? Masajidu without tanween. Naam. After that, Abdul Haq. Fi what? I'm trying to hear the vowel on the end. Is it fatta, kasra, or dhamma? It's supposed to be fatta, he said. Fi madarisa. Why is it fi madarisa with fatta? Anybody? That's ممنوع من الصرف. It's مجرور but it's ممنوع من الصرف so it takes فتح. نعم. Next word. يعقوب. This is a masculine proper noun. Why doesn't it take تنوين? Non-Arabic. Foreign proper noun. Next word.
لي إسحاق.
نعم. لي إسحاق. مجرور بحرف جار لي. You gotta cover it a little better than that. Get a tissue or something. Or we all be in here sick. لإسحاق. I'm telling you, boy, he's just coughing all over you. Like he's trying to send you to the hospital. طيب, next word, after لإسحاق. نعم, Ibrahim. معاوية. معاوية. نعم, بعد ذلك. نعم, شيخنا. من معاوية. نعم من معاوية. Next word. رحمن. Yeah, من معاوية. Not من معاوية. Why is it من معاوية and not two? Because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Because what? Because it's a masculine proper noun that ends with tarmabuta. Masculine proper nouns end with tarmabuta, come under the category of feminine proper nouns. They don't take tanween. And they don't take kasra if they're majroor. Naam. Li?
Li
aishata. Li aishata. Feminine proper nouns. They are mamnu min sarf. If they are majroor, they don't take kasra. Take fatta. Naam. Next word. Aisha tu. Naam, next word. Muhammadun with tanween. Masculine proper nouns take tanween unless they're mamnoon al sarf or end with ta marbuta or end with alif noon. Huh? I said Muhammadun. Dun with tanween. Muhammadun. Naam. Next one.
Khalidun.
Masculine proper nouns take tanween unless they're from the exceptions. Naam. Ibrahim. Min Abbasin. Naam. Next word. Again? Uthman? As Noon Ain. Meem Aleph Noon. You don't have your glasses, right?
I don't see my glasses, that's why.
Yeah.
Why you come without your glasses?
I don't know.
I keep
them, right?
Yeah, I can't live without my glasses. I must have them. Okay, somebody help him. Nu'manu. Nu'manu. And the last word? Abdul Rahman?
Hamidun.
Hamidun. The masculine proper nouns, the general rule is they take tanween. Unless they come under one of these categories of mamnoom and sarf, they take tanween. Nu'manu. Right? With a single vowel, no tanween, because it comes under the categories of masculine proper nouns that are mamnoom and a sarf because it ends with alif noon. Exercise number 4, tamreen al-rabi'a. Uktub al-a'dad min 3 ila 10 waj'al kullan min al-kalimat al-atiya ma'adudan laha. Uktub al-a'dad. Write the numerals. Right? Al-a'dad. Al-a'dad is the plural of what? Adad. Write the numbers, the numerals from 3 to 10. Thalatha ila ashra. Waj'al kullan. And make each of the following words. Min al-kalimat al-atiya. Make each one of them a ma'adud laha for these numbers. Make each one a ma'adud for these numbers from 3 to 10. So the first one is going to be 3 masjids, 4 hotels, 5 handkerchiefs, 6 keys, and so on like this, okay? Okay, whose turn is it? Abdul Haq. Number, the first one, masjid. Oh, let me warn you, okay? No, go ahead. I don't need to warn you. Go ahead. I'll let you go. Yeah, do the first one. I should have warned you. What's the problem with that? Thalatha tu masjida. What's the problem with that? Huh? Naam, the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud has to be plural. You have to change the singular to plural. Aina, masajid. Instead of masjid, you got to say masajid. Okay, now, let me just give you a warning. First, the numbers from 3 to 10, right? Remember, the numbers from 3 to 10. The ma'adud has to be plural. And it's also an idafa. The relation between the number and the number is mudaf, mudaf ilay. So the ma'adud is also going to be what? Is it going to be marfu'un? It's going to be majrur. Mudaf ilayh, it's got to be majrur. So it's got to be jam and it's got to be majrur. And if it's mamnoom and a sarf, the sign that it's majrur is not going to be kasr. It's going to be what? Okay, you have full warning now. If anybody makes a mistake now, it's on you. فَلَا تَلُمَّنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَكْ. Don't blame nobody but yourself. Naam. Okay, give it to us again. ثَلَاثَةُ Masajida. Okay, I failed to give you one warning, but alhamdulillah, he got it right anyway. The adad and the ma'adud is opposite, right? I didn't tell you that, but anyway, he got it right, mashallah. You want to do one? Ajib. Ajib.
Arba fanadaka.
Arba fanadaka. It's a good attempt anyway. What's the plural of funduk? Huh? Yeah, the word that you have is funduk. What's its plural?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, he's trying to figure it out. Okay, give him some time. We'll come back in 10 minutes to you. Taib, while he's trying to figure it out, we go to the next one. Yeah, Ahmed.
The next one, okay.
Huh? Funduki, he says. Somebody help him. What's the plural of funduk?
Fanadiq.
Fanadik. نعم. So give it to us now. Four. أربعة. فندق is masculine or feminine? Masculine. So the number has to be feminine. So it'll be أربعة two. Give it to us now. أربعة فنادق. فنادقي أو فنادقا؟ فنادقا. You guessed it right. Okay. He said, what? نعم. You guessed it right. Next, who's your turn?
خمسة مناديل.
خمسة مناديل. نعم. What's the problem with مفتاح? مفاتيح. Two long vowels. مفاتيح. طيب. So we're up to six? Six keys. No, مفتاح. Six keys. ستة. ستة. The plural of مفتاح is على وزن مفاعيل. So it will be what? مفاتيح. نعم. ستة مفاتيح. نعم. مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign is مجرور is فتح. Because مفاتيح is from the broken plural وزنز that are ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. Next one. Seven. Seven friends. نعم. سبعة أصدقاء. نعم. صديق. Its plural is أصدقاء على وزن أفعيلاء. That's from the broken plural وزن زر ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. Eight. Associates or classmates. ثمانية. What's the plural of زميل? على وزن فعلاء.
زملاء.
نعم. زملاء. نعم. ثمانية زملاء. نعم. Okay, who wants to take okay, we come back around. Anybody who wants to take nine chairs, because we only have a couple of words left. Okay, nine chairs. What you said? Tisatu Karasiya. Now. Okay. Patience. Sabr. Sabran Jamila. Do you know the number for 10? Somebody help him. What's the number for 10?
Asharatu.
That's pretty close. The plural of madrasa is madaris, right? Madarisu or madarisa? Madarisa, you guessed it right again?
What?
Yarhamakallah. Oh, it means you're not. But before you got it, before you guessed it right, you said it wrong the first time, though. That means you are guessing. You did it. Oh, did he say that? Say astaghfirullah. Oh, that's even worse. He going to say something else. Okay, who wants to take the next one? Make it three. 3 minutes. Now. I'm telling you. Yeah, what's the plural of daqiqa? Ala wazn mafa'il. Daqa'iq. Naam. So it will be what? Thalathatu daqa'iqa. With fatha. Daqa'iq. Because majroor, mudafan ilayhi majroor. Sign of it being majroor is fatha. Daqa'iqa. Minutes, yes. Daqiqa means minutes. دقائق minutes. نعم. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is the end of lesson 23 and the end of this book. And inshallah, next week we'll start review. You know, so, okay, let me just say quickly, because we are out of time, just about 1 minute remaining. The review, the process that we're going to use for review, and we might modify it a little bit according to our needs, but our basic procedure for review is that we're going to go through the key, okay? Please read the key for the next few lessons. We're going to look at the key, see what's the important points in the lesson. We're going to read the dialogue, and if there's any questions, we're going to answer them. Okay? If there are some exercises that might be helpful, we might do one or two exercises here and there, but mainly we're going to go over the key, make sure we understand the grammatical points, look at the vocabulary maybe, and we're going to do the dialogue, the text in the beginning of the lesson, the dialogue. That's how we're going to review the lesson. If there's anything in the lesson when you preview it that you want to go over, you can ask a question about any exercise that's in there, ask any question about it. But basically, we're not going to do all the exercises. Rather, we're going to go over the grammatical points in the key, we're going to go over the dialogue, and in the dialogue, we're going to look at the grammatical points. Okay? And if there's any exercise that you want to look at because you found some difficulty with it, you can ask about it. But you should come prepared with questions that you have, okay? After that, we go to the next lesson, and we'll go to the next lesson, as many as we can do. Inshallah, hopefully we do at least two or three lessons each time we meet. The objective is to review what we have forgotten, and to catch what we missed, and to strengthen what we understood well, just to kind of reinforce it, okay? So the review, inshallah, could be very beneficial, but it's not going to be beneficial if you don't read the lesson in advance before you come to class. Because we had this lesson 6 months ago. Okay? So if you review the lesson, we'll get a lot of benefit. If you don't review it, it'll be just like we're just studying it all over again. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.